all of you have no doubt received the media advisory from our press office and had a chance to see the attached documents. My name is Mark Rotenberg. I'm General Counsel of the University of Minnesota. With me this morning is Vice President Chief of Staff Tanya Brown. We are here to answer any questions you may have with respect to the documents that are attached to the media advisory. Let me just begin by noting a couple of points here that may not be clear from the documents themselves. On Tuesday, April 11, I was visited by agents of the FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspector, serving upon me two federal grand jury subpoenas. The subpoenas are themselves are public data and were attached to the press advisory. The first subpoena seeks documents and other data related to Bobby Jackson's coursework and academic eligibility while a student at the University of Minnesota. And the second subpoena requests data related to academic fraud committed by or on behalf of student athletes at the University of Minnesota in the men's basketball program between 1990 and today. The university takes this matter very seriously, and we will cooperate fully with the grand jury's investigation. While we do not know who the targets or subjects of this investigation are, we have no reason to believe that the university itself or any current student, faculty, or employee is the target of this investigation. Academic misconduct in the men's basketball program has damaged this institution a great deal, and we hope that the vigorous steps that the administration has taken to date to investigate and rectify this situation, together with our commitment today fully to cooperate with the federal grand jury in its probe, will help get this problem behind us as quickly as possible. This is an unusual criminal case. We're aware of only one example where a federal prosecution has been successfully undertaken in a context similar to this, and we can only assume that the government feels that the unique situation here warrants this kind of step, and the President and the Board of Regents have instructed me to cooperate fully in this particular investigation. Let me also note that yesterday some media covered the existence of a letter which I transmitted to Clem Haskins counsel last week. The purpose of that letter was simply to place Mr. Haskins and his attorneys on notice that the university intended to reserve all of its rights with respect to a possible claim related to the conclusion in our investigative report, which was that some of the statements that the university relied upon in entering into its agreement to terminate Mr. Haskins' services last June may be false. That letter has nothing to do with this criminal case, and in fact was sent to Mr. Haskins' attorney well before I received the service from the FBI and the postal inspector. Tanya is here to help answer any of your questions that may relate to the program and to the NCAA process, and I will be handling all other questions related to this matter.
What was your reaction to the subpoenas? Did the university see this coming at all?
We're of the view that this is an unusual step. The university has publicly stated before that academic misconduct is an academic matter. Obviously, it is not our position or our role to second-guess or be involved in any criminal litigation or assessing the merits of any criminal case. We will cooperate with the grand jury investigation fully, but I think anyone who knows anything about criminal law has to acknowledge that this is an unusual case.
Mr. Rosenberg,
did you have any contact with any federal officials regarding this matter before the subpoenas showed up at your door? We're periodically contacted by state and federal officials from time to time about various matters, and I can't comment on the exact nature of those contacts.
If there were to be any criminal wrongdoing found, would that not bolster the university's case for its getting back the $1.5 million from Clem?
We're not going to speculate on the outcome of any criminal matter. We have made it clear today that we will cooperate with the grand jury investigation. I have no inside information whatsoever about what goes on in the grand jury, and I won't want to speculate about any outcome of any criminal case.
Mr. Rosenberg, former tutor Jane Gangelhoff has said in the past that she had helped Bobby Jackson. Do we have any idea what, do you have any idea what the extent of that help was?
Well, as you know, the investigative report was thorough, was complete. We have information regarding Bobby Jackson, which is sought for in the grand jury subpoena, and that information, I have to assume, is being sought because they think it will be helpful in their criminal investigation. We'll supply that information promptly.
Is there anything you can tell us about that information?
Bobby Jackson's academic career here at the university was the subject of our investigative report in some respects. We published a redacted version of that report, so you may not be able to piece together all of the details that the grand jury will have, and I won't want to go into any further detail here beyond what we've been able to disclose under the Data Practices Act. The grand jury subpoena is very broad. We'll comply with its terms. Whether they decide to seek further data or witness testimony in the grand jury is up to them.
Why would they be asking for transcripts from Nebraska? Do you have any knowledge that those transcripts may have been doctored or may not have been true? And do any coaches from the university have any connection to that? Who had those transcripts?
The transcripts are available in the normal fashion here at the university. They're protected by various state and federal laws that protect Mr. Jackson's privacy. I can only state what's obvious, which is that the Justice Department, FBI, believe these transcripts and other data that we have regarding his academic performance here may be relevant in a criminal case.
What is the process, though, when somebody transfers here? Who handles what? How does that work?
That's a good question. I believe the college into which a student is transferring has the person's academic records, the student's academic records, or at least has them available. And I also believe that the registrar's office has those records.
Is there one case similar to this? What was that case?
That case involves criminal prosecution of former employees of Baylor University, and the case caption is United States against Gray.
G-R-A-Y or E-Y?
That's a good question, too. I think it's A-Y.
What was the